but Mr. Lorry woke him up and gave him a piece of paper. "Not guilty," were the words written on it, and Jerry hurried back to Tellson's bank with the message. Sidney Carton seemed to be a man who did not care about anyone or anything. He was Mr. Stryver's assistant. In fact, he did most of the real work for Mr. Stryver. Stryver was good at speaking at a trial, but he was not good at discovering important facts and details, especially when these details were hidden in a lot of papers. Every night, Carton studied the many papers that lawyers have to read, and he wrote down the questions which Stryver should ask at the next day's trial. And every day, Stryver asked these questions, and people thought how clever he was. Outside the Old Bailey, Mr. Darnay, now a free man, met his friends, Dr. Burnett and his daughter Lucy, Mr. Jarvis Lorry, Mr. Stryver, and Mr. Carton. Dr. Manette no longer looked like the man in the room above Defarge's wine shop 5 years ago. His hair was white, but his eyes were bright, and he stood straight and strong. Sometimes his face became dark and sad when he remembered the years in the Bastille prison. At these times, only his daughter Lucy, whom he loved so much, could help him. As they stood there talking, a strange expression came over Dr. Manette's face. He was staring at Charles Darnay, but he did not seem to see him. For a few moments, there was dislike, even fear, in his eyes.
"My father," said Lucy softly, putting her hand on his arm. "Shall we go home now?"
"Yes," he answered slowly.